So yeah, our desire is to preach the gospel, and schedules is a good tool to do it. And so Pastor Dragan came, and at the end, you know what he did? He gave me his board, his pencils, everything. And I was like, what do I do now? Do we trust God? Do we try it? And I just take the challenge to do it. And that's why you are here today, maybe. You want to take the challenge to do it. And I remember the first time I did a sketchboard. You know, you are very, like, insecure, maybe. Because when you do that in front of people that you know, and, like, this is family, it's, like, fun, you know. But when you go in the street, like, it's more difficult. But in another way, I think God is with us when we do that. And it's a joy to do it. And if we can just touch maybe one person. And I think what I like, so Pastor Dragan, when he does sketchboard, I remember you are very fast to do sketchboard. Maybe it's like 3-5 minutes. Me, it's more. Maybe it takes, sometimes it takes 10, 15 minutes. Maybe it's too long. I don't know. So we are all different. And we can do as we think, we feel it, maybe. I don't know. Like how the people respond, maybe in Africa. I don't know, Pastor Chris. Maybe in Africa you can do it like maybe for half hour, the people will stay. In Europe, maybe it's like you need to try to get their attention and to try to bring the message, you know. So this is skateboard. This is just like if you know how to, if you learn how to know the letter. It's I don't have a paper for everyone, but I can give you some. Who thinks that he will do sketchboard later? Wants to try the, because I don't have paper for everyone. So.
You want me to help you?
Yeah, please. If you want to give that to people. So what I will say, it's like just try it, you know. And what I want, maybe for this afternoon, and maybe you can add on that, but it's just to give you the little tool to try to learn and to know how to do the letters and to maybe to work on one story. So you have many stories on the paper I gave you, and some they are written with explanation. Pastor Dragan gave me this. This is the same paper that you gave me. And after you will find maybe the story where you are very comfortable with, and you need to know the story. You need to know the letters. You need to know how to do the. You need to have the picture of the thing you want to do. You do it, and after you tell your story, and the thing is to try every story. It's like you have a turning point. When you are ready now the people are ready to listen to you, the answer from God. And when you do this turning point, you can preach the gospel. And it can be different every time. Because as you are led by the Spirit, it can be very different. So maybe I will do one. Who never see a sketchboard? So you know a little bit about what is sketchboard? So I want to do this one to you. So if you, oh, this is dangerous place. Everyone see? Can see? So sometimes, you know, the idea of the Christian that we are old, we don't know how to put, you know, how to dress. We are like. But I like to do it like it can be neat, you know. It can be clean, color. I mean, it's like fun. It's like you need to bring like joy when you do it. Even if the story sometimes is not so joyful, but you need to have fun with people. And also, I remember the first time I did the skateboard, there was a drunk guy next to me. And he was starting to talk to the people and everything. So you know how to use the people around you. And maybe even turn what they say to what you want to say, you know. Not fight against the people, but try to. So when you are in the streets, it's a little bit different. So if you, the one thing is to find a good place how to do that, where to do that. You know, it needs to be a place, a plaza where people come and forth, and you have a place that they can maybe stop a little bit, and if you do with some other people, they can be with you, but as a silent spectator, to start, they have the tract, but in the pocket, and they listen, and they try to bring the people to stop and say, what's going on here? I want to know, I want to see, I want to. So how to get the people, you know? Sometimes you don't have too many people stopping by, so you try to, hey, let's try, hey, I have something to say, you know? It's not French. So you don't say the word before writing the word, because it's like you want the people to try. You see it? Yeah? Someone said it now. Okay? So it's try to... We don't write the letter, in fact. We put the black in the place. So the letter appears like this. And this is like a kind of trick. The people, they are interested to see it. Say, hey, this is something interesting. So they want to stop by and see what's going on here. So you need to be ready with, to do it like this. You need to work a little bit how to know, you need to know the word, and you need to know how to do the letters. It's not very difficult. I'm not a painter. I'm not Pastor Matty. I'm not a painter. But if you know how to know to put a line straight, it's not so complicated. So this is the question I want to talk about this afternoon. And thank you to stopping by. And you address the people. You speak to the people. And if you have like you don't say 15 minutes because they will not stay 15 minutes. But if you have 2 minutes, maybe we can think together about what is happiness. This is something that everyone are looking for, isn't it? So what is happiness? Oh, so for some people, happiness is this. My paint is not so good. For some people, happiness is to get stuff, you know. And if you're in America, it's very important to get stuff, you know. And so this one, I like it because there is a little trick with this one. And this is I like. For some people, to be happy is to have that. So normally, you see something, but... You see? Did you see? By faith. So let me come back. So this is like you need to be ready. So I'm not, you see. So it doesn't make the point. Normally you can see a car. Well, my drawing is not so good, but you don't care about doing a right car. It's just to getting the people in your story. So when you have a car, I mean, you're happy, you know. And if you have a car like this, so now you speak maybe to men, more to men. If you have this kind of car, so you don't see. Why, I don't know. But it's a Mercedes. If you have a Mercedes, I mean, this is a car, okay? This is the car you want to... now, when you go out with your Mercedes, you're happy. But you realize at the time that the happiness of the car, when you have to pay the insurance, you have to change the tire, you have to you have to go to the garage, you know? It's like, it's not so happy, you know, to have this big car because it's very expensive. Yeah. For the lady, maybe if you have this... you will be very happy. You don't see, but this is a house. Okay? And the trick is you use just this, you know? It's like a candle. And normally it works better, but... So, hey, when you have the house, I mean, ladies, this is the end. I mean, your life is complete. I mean, you have a house now. But when you have to cut the grass, we have to take care of the garden, maybe you just dream about just a little apartment. So what is happiness? And you will say, but maybe if I have this, if I have the box, if I have a lot of money, I mean, I don't have to think about happiness. I will be happy. Yeah? And you try to get the people with you when you do the story. And you realize that, hey, all the billionaires, maybe they have a lot of money, but are they happy? So you said in life, there is not just only possession. You know, in life you have also this. Okay, this is not French. Okay, you change. It's different in French. So, I'm using. So pleasure. Oh, in life, there is not just about stuff. You know, there is something very more important than that. Maybe this, and this is working for girls, and it's working for boy. If you have that, if you found love, I mean, it's finished. I mean, your happiness is there, and your life is, and you can realize that after years, maybe the princess is not a princess anymore, and the prince doesn't know where to put the sock in the right place. After 10 years, you have told him, like, and happiness is there, and it's, in one time, it's like broken. So what is happiness? And you can do the story. So I will try to go a little bit fast because of time. But you have this, maybe it's to be like an artist, you know? If you are like maybe a singer and you are known and you create your own painting, you know, everyone knows you, now you are happy. And you say maybe all the artists in the world, I don't know in America, but in France, they are maybe very famous, but I'm not sure if they are happy. They are still looking for happiness. So what is happiness? This is happiness. Holidays, vacation, going to the beach, living in the beach all the time. You know, this is happiness. And you realize that, okay, it's nice to go to the beach and to have fun. But at the end, you cannot be in a vacation all your life. What is happiness? This is happiness. Going to McDonald's for the kids, you know. I mean, you can do everything you want. You like to, you know, it's not just a way. So, and you realize that you can have all these things, but you are still looking at the happiness. So what is happiness? Maybe there is things again. This. Success, huh? We are looking for that. They are working hard, the people, for that. Success. And maybe the day you are this, you have a big diploma, you know, you are a doctor, and people like they bow down before you because, you have a head, big head, you know. You are someone. You are respected now, you know. And you realize that, it's good, but are they still going after happiness? Yes. Or maybe the day you have this. You know, you are the boss. Nobody to tell you what you have to do. You know, I do what I want. But after you, I don't know how it is here, but in France, we have the 35 hours a week. You dream about that. You dream about, like, just getting home and not thinking about job and works and details. You know, because it's very hard sometimes. It can be so hard. You know? So what is happiness? Last one. To be a champion in the Olympic game, you know? And now, wow. Now, like, your song of your country is produced before billions of people, and you are like, wow. It's maybe, yeah, it's nice time. I can understand you are very happy at that time. But because you work hard for that. But in another way, it's just maybe 1 minute of your life. And after, what do? You have your medal on your wall, and you are just dreaming about the good days. What is happiness? And the point is here now. It's like how to bring, this is like, everyone can think like that. You know, the people think like that. So you bring them in what you want to bring. And what you want to bring is not human thought. It's the gospel. And what is, so often I said, why are we looking for happiness? All of us. And you can ask people, hey, do you have the secret of happiness? Did someone find happiness here? So you can interact with people. So it's not a problem. And I said, in fact, we are looking for happiness because, why? Because we have lost happiness. If not, we will not have to look at for, you know? And maybe if, you know, when you lose something, maybe you try to think where, how it's happening, what place. Because if you are looking for something here, and it's in France, you can looking very hard, but you will not find it. So you have to think about what's happened, why. Why did we lose happiness? And this is a word that the people don't like. Okay? So, and I said to them, hey, don't go away when I write this word. Just listen maybe what can be a solution of this problem. Okay? And why we lose happiness is because of this. This is our problem. You know? Oh! I went too fast. Sorry. Sin. Sin is a problem. You know when, so you know what's happening when you do wrong? I mean, the people, they are, you lose the people and you miss the point. But this is our problem. This is sin. And what is the solution of men against this problem? It's to say, maybe in France, it doesn't exist. It's not your fault. It's your grandparents. It's your president. It's your teacher. It's like, who cares? It's not you. And religion, we said, if you do good things, if you work hard, maybe you will take care of this. But would it be nice if this will be like this? Erased, finished, gone. Nice, isn't it? Who doesn't want that? And this is happened. Not with paint, but with the blood of Christ. Who came 2,000 years ago and paid for our sin to make us free, to find the relationship with our God and to find eternal life and forgiveness. And now you can start to preach the gospel and people are ready to listen. And if they stay until there, when in France, when we write, in France it's péché, when we write sin, many people go. Because they understand it's Christian, it's they don't want to hear about. Okay. But at least they listen this and they will think about. Because what is your solution about that? Do you have another solution? Hey, maybe the simple solution that Christ is God is the solution. So this is one sketchboard that you have on your paper. So you I like this one. This is my favorite one. But after it's good to have maybe if you go with your church with some other people, if you do always the same, maybe it's good to change sometime. Okay, and it's challenging. But what you see on the, maybe on the, third page, I think. Or fourth. Maybe it's not in the same order, I don't know. On one page, I have the, this one. Is peace possible? On this one, you have the alphabet here. So it's very easy to learn it. You take, after you can try it here with the papers, if you want to, with the pencil. Yeah, it's very easy to do it. Try a word, and you write the word. So, maybe Pastor Chris, you want to say something? Take the mic here.
Merci. That was awesome, Pastor Jean. I can't add or take away from that at all. But maybe what we could do is maybe just see another one from me and another one from Pastor Dragon, just so we can have a variety of different sketchboards. I love sketchboard, and I was a missionary with Pastor Dragon and with people in Hungary for almost 4 years, and I love sketchboard, and this is what in Hungary that I think we did, and also in Vienna, you guys do as your main outreach, more than confrontational evangelism maybe. In Hungary, it was like that. So, I think people enjoy this. In Hungary, there's a lot of walking streets, and people are, walking through shops and stuff like that, and it's easy for them. In Africa, it's very effective because it's like it's like something that they don't see. They never see foreigners standing on the street painting, So people will gather quickly. I think for us in Africa, at a time I was doing it once a week. We did evangelism 5 times a week, and 1 out of those 5 I would do sketchboard. And the only reason was it was like the place where we did our evangelism didn't have a lot of shade, so it was really hot. So people would stay and watch, but not too long, because it's too hot. When I do sketchboard, I don't know, there's a guy that started this, his name is Corky Davey. And I always like to just do a border around it because it's true, we're not artists. We're not great artists, but you can do little things that can make you look like a good artist. And I tell people, I embellish. I tell them I'm an art teacher, or I just say all kinds of funny stuff. But I like to do just a little border, and this makes it look also, Pastor John's is perfect. But if you do just something like this, you can make it look different, and I always like to use yellow and red because of McDonald's, just like you said, Pastor Jean. And it makes people, they get hungry for food when they see. You ever notice, Burger King and McDonald's and Wendy's all use these two colors? And it's to elicit hunger from people. So maybe people will get hungry. And, you can... This is the one I did actually yesterday, but I like this one. This is my favorite one. It's kind of a combination of Pastor Schaller's and just my own. But just like Pastor John did, I'll try to do it fast. I think the greatest thing is just to be engaging with people and just to try to, even while, people will come gather around. And if people are gathering around, a lot of people don't want to wait. So you can just explain to them. It's like you're teaching them. I tell people what I'm going to do. I say I'm going to paint this picture, and I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. And I tell them how I do sketchboard just so they'll stay and listen while I'm painting the initial part of it. I like to put, in the middle, I like to do at least a little bit of a picture. And just so it, and I, the same like Pastor John did, he had 3 words, I have 1 word in the middle like he did, 3 words on the side, and maybe a picture. So, let's see if I can do this quickly. So, the letters should be big enough that you could put a credit card inside of them, That way people can see it from a distance. And when you do this, You shouldn't cover the board when you're painting. If you're painting while you're talking, you should be out the side so people can kind of see what's going on. So, let's see. And that way they can look at it. And this is the one, like I do this one a lot. And I have three of them that I usually do, three or four. And I'll just rotate them, you know, I do it once a week, so usually I don't have the same people all the time. Okay, and then I took maybe, I don't know, a couple days, and I just practiced painting some things. And the person, like, practiced painting someone's face. And so I decided to paint Pastor Ronaldo. And I love it when he's also evangelizing with us. I say, this is a picture of him. And this is the easiest one for me to do, so that's why I always do him. And Pastor Scheller came up with this sketchboard. It's like a combination of his, the man with a hole in his heart. And you put a little green behind there, so it looks like there's a mountain behind there. See, now this hill is like the central part of, you know, the sketchboard. And this is going to be, once, like Pastor John said, when you start giving the gospel, this middle part becomes important. Okay? So, another thing that we do too is we want to introduce ourselves. You know, we say, hi, my name's Chris. I'm an art teacher at some place. I'm not only an art teacher, but I'm also a storyteller. And I want to tell you a story about this man. This man's name is Ronaldo. Many of you know Ronaldo, the football player. This man, Ronaldo, was also very successful. But he had a problem. Can you see what the problem is? He has a big gunshot wound in his chest. Okay, he has a hole. And it's not a real hole, but it's a figurative hole. It's a spiritual hole. And he's looking for something. And he says to himself these two words that maybe some of you have said. Okay? See if you can guess this. This is like Wheel of Fortune. All right? Anybody watch Wheel of Fortune? Yes. My favorite show. Pat Sajak, is he still on there? Okay, so what do you think this says? Can you read that? Oh, who said if only? Man, you get a contract. We're putting you on that show right away. Okay, if only. Have you ever said that in your life? If only. If only I had this, then my life would be easier. If only I had that. So let's look at some of the things that we could say, if only. All right, here we go again. Are you ready to play Wheel of Fortune? Who's going to spin the wheel? Okay. Sound effects are not so good. Okay, so the first one is this. If only I was this. Wow, you guys are good, man. You guys are phenomenal. If only I was rich. And like what Pastor John said, right? If only I had possessions. If only I had a higher net worth than I had last year. Okay? Without the IRS getting to it. Okay? If only I was rich, then I would be happy. Okay? And many people search after riches. And this man, Ronaldo, also looked for that. He looked for riches. He thought, if I can have, you know, a security, if I can have a nice nest egg, then I'll be happy. And so many people seek after riches. But he realizes, you know, riches are never enough. When you get money, you always want more what?
Money.
More money. They asked one Wall Street guy, how much money is enough money? And he said, more. More. That there's no number. There's just more. Now, the ladies maybe look for this one. Can anybody guess what this says? Young. Staying young. This is why we have gyms. This is why we have a gym on every corner. You get yourself a membership, but you never use it. You get yourself a weight set for your house, but you put your laundry on top of it. All right? Because we want to stay young. We have great intentions, but then it just never seems to happen. And youth, right? Women have all, how much billions of dollars is spent on makeup and different things to stay young, right? To get in shape, stay young. And the same thing, if I can have these things, then I'll be happy. It'll fill this void that's in my life, what I'm looking for. If I can stay healthy, stay young, if only I had that. And you know, people that don't have their health, that's what they're looking for, to get healthy. And then the last one, this should be familiar. Anyone? Be the boss. If I could be the boss, right? In Malawi, it's the bwana, the big bwana. Yes, bwana. That means you're the boss, the big boss. If I could be the boss. So if I was rich, if I was young, and I was the boss. Now, years and years ago, there was someone that had all these things, a lot like Ronaldo had. All right, he was rich, he was young, and he was a boss. But still, he was missing this hole that was in his life. And he went to the wisest person that he knew at that time and said, I have all these things, but still, I'm missing something. Still, there's an emptiness. What should I do? And that person said simply, come and follow me. And that person was Jesus Christ. And this man gave up all these things. And he saw that these things were not even enough. They couldn't touch having a relationship with God Himself. And so he gave up those things and he followed Christ. Maybe not right away, but he did it later. And this is the same thing that happened to Ronaldo. Someone came to him and told him that these things are only temporary. Do you see someone bringing a cash truck with them to a funeral? Is there a place where they deposit money in someone's grave when they die? You can't bring it with you. It's limited. Your youth is fleeting. My youth is fleeting. And you know, there's no bosses that you can't be a boss after this life. The boss is only here on this earth. Then it's over. So all these things, they don't fill this hole that's in our life. But Christ said, if you believe in me, you'll never die. You'll have eternal life. You'll be with me forever. And so Ronaldo and the rich young ruler, they received Christ. And Christ filled them and filled this hole that was in their heart. I'll do blue so it doesn't look like a real gunshot wound. And he received Christ in his heart. He received the payment that Christ paid for his sins. And the promise that God gives us. And he says, if you believe in me, you will never die. Just like Christ rose from the dead. We also, when we die, our body may die, but our soul will live forever with Him in heaven. And now, you know, this can differ in different places, you know. Do I have any tracks? Pretend this is a track. Okay? And sometimes what you can do, you want to also bring people to make a decision. You know? You want to do something. You can do it different ways. In Africa, we're more free. It's like a Christian country. I'll say to someone, okay, if you'd like to pray and receive Christ in your heart, just bow your head and I give the invitation. And then I'll ask people to raise their hand. Maybe if I'm with high school students that might be embarrassed, I'll tell them, everybody close your eyes. And then if you prayed that prayer, just look in my eyes. And I'll look around the crowd and look for people to look me in the eye. And that's how I know they made a decision. In Hungary, we used to put tracts in our hands and say, if you would like to receive Christ as your Savior, come and take one of these tracts. And I would go close to people and just hold them in front of them. And just so they can make a decision and make it easy for them to make a decision, you know. Because a decision is a split second. And then this is like an example of them making an outward action of that decision. So I just hold the tracts in front of them. I don't take them back. But I just give them a chance and people will take them. And then this is also a good opportunity for the team that Pastor Jean talked about, that kind of in the beginning of your sketchboard, there's people standing and watching, and they don't hand out tracts when people gather. They keep the tracts in their pocket, like Pastor said. And They're just watching and listening because a crowd brings a bigger crowd. When there's a couple people watching, then people are like, hey, what are these guys watching? And so they'll also stand, and sometimes I'll do that. When I'm not doing a sketchboard and I'm part of the audience, I'll ask someone who's a stranger, like, hey, what is this guy talking about? And they're like, I don't know. You know, I just came here too. And then at the end, when they see me talking to people, they say, hey, you know, you're a secret agent. But the people that are with the team, because it's not just a one person. It can be a one person, but it's great with the team. So after you give the invitation, and you don't do anything until you let people listen to the sketchboard. And if they make a decision as they're walking away, then one person goes, and that's kind of the discipleship part. Invites them to the church, reconfirms their decision in Christ. Also, if you're in a group of people and you're watching the sketchboard, and say someone watches for a little while and then they leave in the middle of the sketchboard, they start to walk away, then one of the people in the team can, you know, not stalking them, but, you know, gently walks after them and say, hey, here's a track. This is what the sketchboard was about. So at least the people get a track, you know, that we're watching. Maybe they walked away when they heard the word sin. So one person goes there, and there's a method to doing it, you know, and I think that can be helpful. So this is one of the sketchboards that we do. Pastor Dragon, you want to do one before we finish?
See a few more things, if that's okay.
Yeah, sure. Can we transfer this to you?
How does this work?
I just put this amazing gadget there.
Is this working?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so my name is Dragan. I'm from Vienna, Austria. And I got saved through sketchboard. I met the ministry through sketchboard. That's number one thing I want to share with you. That was a long time ago. And I started preaching on the streets using sketchboard. And for every young man, young preacher, I believe this is the greatest place to start. Back in the day in our church in Vienna, nobody desired a pastor's pulpit because this was our pulpit, right? Streets, squares, marketplaces. And it's very healthy for every young believer who believes he has a call of God and along with the Bible school that, you know, someday he's going to be a preacher. This is a great place to start, okay? John Wesley said, what do you say? The world is my parish and the tombstone is my pulpit, right? He said something like that, right? Just a couple of points here. who is the team? The people from the church. Sketchbook is not about the one who is doing it. It's the means of getting people from the church involved because they play a crucial part in it. First of all, you know, they're here to support this type of evangelism. Secondly, they're here to draw the crowd because, as Pastor Chris said, once you like prepare, there's nothing going on. Everybody looks kind of like not interested, all right? And basically, a sketchboard preacher looks like a street artist when he prepares. In Africa, many times I just drew the crowd just by preparing. It works for Africa. Sometimes I would just draw a massive crowd just by putting the board and the paper over it. It took me like a half a minute and I turned around. It was like a 40, 50, 60 people there. And we just started witnessing to them. That's Africa, all right? when you're ready to start, your team or your church members, they start clapping, cheering. That's what we did. Yeah, woo! And that's being heard far away, which draws the crowd. And sketchboard has a two parts, story part, and there are like different stories that you can make up on your own. We had a video that I gave here to Baltimore to turn into DVD. I don't know what happened to this, with over 30, 40 different stories. It's a great start. I'm going to have to go after this guy, see what happened to that. But it is my desire that that thing would be turned into a DVD, and then you can have it, okay? And then you start preaching whatever the story is, if only. And then you turn a corner, and then you start preaching, actually, the message. One-point message. It's always salvation, forgiveness, meaning of life, the blood of Christ. I believe that the gospel message is always Christ-centered. Okay, can't have the gospel message and not mention Christ and, you know, His work on the cross, blood, and so forth. And then once you're finished, people from the church, they go after people, not in an aggressive way, but they turned. They appeared like a part of the crowd. They appeared like, oh, what's going on? Interested, you know. Oh, yeah. But then once the message is done, pull out the tract, and then it starts one-on-one evangelism. Okay, that's very important for everybody. We estimated in Vienna that during the night we reach several hundred people hear the gospel of Christ. All right, and I can tell you why and how. How much time we have?
5 minutes.
Five more minutes?
Yeah. But oh. After people, they want to go, they go, but you can continue.
Okay. We had a guy, a Muslim guy, who came up to us one time. He said to us, I've been watching you for 7 years going by the same street. And then I finally decided to stop. And he said to us, he said, you must really believe what you're preaching. I want to know what it is.
Wow.
Never underestimate who is listening to you.
Yeah.
And actually, you reach far more people than actually those that are staying. Okay? In Africa, this number is in thousands, really, because you preach, people gather, people walk by, but this visual aid is very powerful, right? Cross, they see the sin, right? And that's the thing about sketchbook. This visual aid to it. Choosing the spot, choose walking streets, marketplaces, promenades, people where, like, you know, go out, hang out, walk slowly, not some busy streets. Bus stops, not so good because of the noise and because of people, like, you know, bus comes, they leave and stuff, okay? Again, Africa is like, they have gazillions of those places, people are out there. Europe, these are like, what, walking streets, all right, squares, ice cream parlors. Okay, I met the ministry because they went for the ice cream, and there was a sketchboard there. Okay, so help from the church is very important. Everybody gets involved, choosing the spot, and then again, length of the story. I would say Europe, very short. Africa could be longer. In Europe, people have no capacity to listen, much less capacity. I'm sure America is the same. Much less capacity to hear the gospel message. All right? And some places, such as Africa, offer the prayer. Ghanaian people are very respectful to prayer. Every sketch in Ghana, remember, we finished with prayer. I have pictures I can show you with 70, 80, 100 people, you know, bowing heads and praying. All right? God knows what's happening in the heart, but we prayed. All right? And then this witnessing one-on-one church invitation and so forth, you know. And then, we also put another tape together with how-to tape. So we have two of those. We had them. I hope you still have them. You know, we have to look at the AD department, missions office, and really it's my desire that those get converted into DVD. But one tape is just stories, over 40 of them, and the other one is like a 3-4 hours of how to, you know, advices, you know, where to get a paper, boards, paints, and stuff like that, okay? Use creativity, all right? And one last thing before maybe you guys have some questions is we get good when we do things, right? Don't think you need some special gifts or you need to be Da Vinci to do this. I'm not. We are not. When you do things over and over again, you learn it. Hebrews 3. They have their senses developed because of practice, okay? Just practice it, do it. I also was, when I started doing it, I was nervous, had stage fright, all right? You know, he didn't leave me for a number of times. I just kept, you know, persisting and we get better at doing things. So don't be discouraged. If your palms are sweating, if you feel the pressure and stuff, you'll be okay. You look much better than what you feel, believe me, okay? You look outwardly, you appear far, far better than what you feel, okay? So maybe just those points that I quickly want to share. Any questions, any comments? Please, yes. What's your name?
Joshua.
Okay, Joshua.
Yeah, so Pastor Chris actually first introduced Mark and I and our whole church to this.
So Pastor Chris, so I'm from Pastor David Moore's church in Malta, New York. Mark is from there too. And we just hit the streets, and he's like, hey, you guys ever heard of this, you know, the whole sketchboard? And we're like so intrigued. And Dennis was like, yeah, he's like, I did it before when I was in Albania, and I want to get like rehearsed and just refreshed on what it is again. And I would say, if anyone here is given the opportunity to do it, take it without a thought. Because it's not just about evangelizing. It's about the fellowship. It's about the friends made. It's about the bonds. It's about the message that's centered around Christ. And you end up having such compassion and such fun for what you're teaching. And I think for your own heart, it really solidifies, hey, following Christ is fun. Watching people's lives get changed is fun. We're here because we love others and because Jesus loves us. And just what comes with that is something so eternal and so beautiful. And the people that are coming to listen, maybe they're not receiving it, but they're there and they're coming, which means that God is drawing them and that we can be used as his vessels to like minister that love. And After he kind of went away, like, we had such a vision for it. So we went out, we used the church funds, we bought our own sketchboard stuff, and it's so much better than, you know, face-to-face confrontational evangelism because it's fun, it's different, and we were, like, all learning about it as we were going. We were all taking turns painting, and like you were saying, like, it's a good way to learn how to preach. It's a good way to learn how to like do things, and really like, it's so off the cuff because when you're painting and you're not an artist, you're gonna make mistakes. But I think what's like really cool, especially what Pastor Chris does, is that he includes the crowd in those errors and he has fun with it and he laughs and it's just good. And people that can like really see that we're here to have fun and we're here to love them. And honestly, I think the most joy in receiving what we're preaching, the message that we're giving, is because of sketchboard evangelism. And if any of you, again, are given the opportunity to go, you take it without a thought. It's amazing. It's going to change your life.
There are also magic tricks. I learned some that have a gospel message. So great tricks, you know. How we put those in.
It's just time to close. If you want to go, you can go. If you want to stay, we can continue. If you have any question, or if you want to try the painting, we have some tables there. Those who want to try to do the few later, we can, maybe not all can do that. But if you have any question still, Pastor Logan, you can stay.
Yeah, okay.
Those who want to go, thank you for coming. Those who want to try the sketchboard, maybe we can come over the table and you can try it a little bit. One question? One more question? Wait, yes.
Do we have what?
The video.
Copies? Okay. I gave the original, the master tapes. It was back in the day when the digital technology was like not existing. Yeah, I have to look if I have copies of those, because we used to make so many copies and give it out to so many ministries in the world. I'm going to have to look, but I wish that we find those masters and then turn it to DVDs and, yeah. So, okay.
And it's great for schools, too. You can do this in a school, bring it to, in Hungary, we brought it to a Hungarian school.
I did with another, with Pastor Justin, before he was a pastor, the two of us went to schools and we said, well, if you'd like, we can come to your English class and tell stories in English. And so we went in the school and did a sketchboard. And then once we brought the cross in there, the teachers got nervous, but it was too late. It's too late. We already gave, I had all the, we had all the students close their eyes and pray, and then this teacher was getting angry, and then we said, okay, goodbye, and then we left, you know. It was, some people were happy, some people were not, but at least we got the, you can do that in a school. Here in America, like in Baltimore, you can, there's programs, after school programs, that they'll let you come and do like something with the children, just right in the public schools. So you never know. This is even more of a draw than doing, maybe if you just say you're going to do a Bible study, you can do this, and it has, you know, color, it has, you know, visual aid, and for kids it's great, you know. So any other questions?
No, but maybe who wants more?
Okay.
I can try to
make a
more.
Copy.
Who wants some? You want one?
He wants to give it. Okay.
You want
one? Yes.
Okay.
You want to do? You can do that?
We don't know. That's.
But I think nobody wants more, so it's okay. You can have it, and it's. You want more? You want one? You have one? No, you want one.
Okay. Look at that. See the digital age. I'm sure they have them. We had it in Zambia. You gave it to us, and then maybe, yeah, those two tapes. So.
I mean, I don't know. We sent it all over the world.
Then there's a book, too, right? You have a huge book. That one we have on PDF. Okay. Yeah, that has the stories, and like these ones, but more so in a book.
Where do you have it on PDF?
I can have it. It's in my external hard drive, but I can put it somewhere. I could put it on my blog, yeah. ArmandMissions.com. Wow, the hits are going to go up. we can put it on the blog. ArmandMissions.com. ArmanMissions.com. Missions.com. All together. Yes. Yeah, we've had people say you need a permit and different things. I've done this also in the boardwalk at the beach in Ocean City, Maryland. But the good thing about it is that, you know, that's what also your team is great for. One person can be designated to talk to the police, and they kind of just stall until you're done, and then you bring the thing out of there, and you say, okay, we're leaving, and then you go to a different place, you know.
We did it in Inner Harbor. When I was here for Bible college, we did it in Inner Harbor, and I ran one night. I was doing a sketch for the police came, and they were like patient and respectful, waited till we finished, and then they came up to us and said, listen, this is a private property, you can't do it. We said, fine, we packed up and we left. You have to look with the local authorities where you can do it. I'm pretty sure like a closed-in space, places like malls, train stations, you probably cannot, but like open areas, you have to look, you know, mostly you could do it. Talking about Western Europe and America. Africa, it's like, do it anywhere, you know. So, yeah. It's a great way to share Jesus. And I'll tell you something, the greatest joy I personally have, it's when I share Jesus to others. That's like the greatest joy. And this is a great, great method of it. So, you know.
And I think also it's, you know, you have a lot of tools in evangelism. You have confrontational evangelism. You have door-to-door evangelism. I think this is one of those tools. And you see where it works. In Europe, it works very well. And it becomes like your main form of outreach. And it's hard to do door-to-door in parts of Europe because there's high rises and there's locks and things. So
it's like a cultural problem. Like here in America, it's probably more culturally acceptable, normal, but Europe, it's like weird. They think you're Jehovah's Witnesses if you do it. Yeah, the only ones who do it, you know. So. Yeah.
So you can use it, and you know, you use it in your tool belt, like Pastor Vieter would say. Yeah. Tool belt. You know, you have like your hammer, you have your, you know, you have your straight edge. You have different tools, and that's a good tool. So like in for us in Malawi, we do more of just confrontational evangelism because that's accepted. We do door to door also, and then this is maybe we do this like 20% of our evangelism, but the rest is either door-to-door or confrontational. But, you know, I feel like in Europe we did this a lot more, and we did confrontational, like the inverse of that percentage. That's also where your team comes in. Your team, you can also train your team how to be bouncers. And like someone that becomes belligerent and maybe a drunk person, maybe a Muslim that comes and wants to disrupt it and shout it, you get some guys that just put their arm around them and, hey, what problem do we seem to have here, you know? And escort them out of the way. And just maybe some of the people that have, you know, that kind of nature, you know, that can strongly urge someone to move out of the way and let's talk about this, but over here so it doesn't disturb the sketchboard. So, there's a way to do that, and it really is a team effort. It's not a one-person thing, you know. So that's why it's good to do some of that training before. Training how, you know, if authorities come and say you need a permit, the goodness of this, you can take it down quickly, and usually someone can talk to them and stall them while that happens until they finish. Someone's belligerent, having someone, you know, having one or two people just escort someone out of the way, you know. And it always happens. I try to do one of my own without, these are ones that I've seen people do. I decided I'm not a creative person, so I shouldn't try to do that. I did one about a young man who was a rebellious teenager, and he had a father who was in a wheelchair. And then, the son was being rebellious, and he was listening to his headphones in the middle of the street. And the father wheeled over and knocked him out of the way of a car coming, and the father got hit by the car. The father in the wheelchair got hit by the car. And then I thought, wow, this guy is in my story. He's really taking it. He's already in a wheelchair, and then he got hit by a car. And I thought, this is not good. Then I looked to my left, and there was a guy in a wheelchair watching me like, what on earth are you, what is this about? And then I looked at Pastor Graham on the other side. He started laughing. And then I started laughing about a guy in a wheelchair getting hit by a car. And then it unraveled. I had to stop. We had to shut everything down. Then I learned, okay, stick with the script, you know. Don't try to, don't get all fancy and make your own story. So that was, that was horrible. Yeah, he's probably like, even today, saying, what on earth was that guy talking about?
Want to hear something funny? Yeah. Concerning your question, hecklers, you know, people, it doesn't happen often, but it will happen, you know, because you have all kinds of people watching you and stuff. The day I met the minister on the streets, the church got in a fist fight with the heckler, okay? So it's a true story. So really, I'm licking my ice cream, talking to a preacher, all right? Understanding nothing, right? He tells me something like, I remember, he said, you know, forgiveness is like you run a red light and you don't have to pay for it. Okay, because somebody else does, and I'm looking at him like he has like two heads and five horns coming out. I'm looking like, where in the world is this, right? So while we are talking, there's like a commotion behind us, right? Because there was this guy heckler attacking, wouldn't stop, right? Bugging. So one of the church members just bang, right? So the preacher, who was a pastor of the church back then, he walks over, quiets the situation down, comes back after a couple of minutes, like, sorry, you know, this never happened again. Like, this never happened before. He felt so bad, you know. And here am I, licking the ice cream, don't understanding a thing what he's saying, thinking, like, yeah, right, that never happened before. Like, what kind of people are you? You know what I'm saying? It's a bad when it ends like this, you know. You got to have people, like he said, who are gifted at it, to calm a situation, neutralize the person away. Because, I mean, I still came to the church the next day. I don't, you know, despite all that. But it was a fist fight. I was like, what is happening, you know? Yeah. You know who it was? It was Gerald.
Gerald punched
the guy in the face because he wouldn't stop. He was like a Peter of our church, you know, a very like explosive and stuff, you know. A Peter cut the ear of the... So Gerald just, bam, you know, I was like, and pastor was like, sorry, that never happened before, you know. I'm like, yeah, right, you know. So it was a funny situation, you know. So, sure, you know. I mean, those things you never forget, you know. So
pastors aren't supposed to be brawlers, but that guy wasn't a pastor at the time, so I guess those, so that's okay.
I mean, I still came to the church for other reasons, you know. Company.
Yeah, that's great.
You know, it looked so odd to me, like, you know, people saying things I had no idea, some principles that don't exist, getting a fist fight, and like, what kind
We're
of
almost
people
done.
Are there?
So, just for a few more minutes. Do we have any maybe closing questions? See, Pastor Dragon trained me. And actually, Pastor Schaller, too. Pastor Schaller, but we didn't have any of these. He was like, all right, you're doing the next one. And I was like, doing what? Sketchboard. When I was first came to Hungary. And I said, well, what is a sketchboard? And he said, you'll find out. You'll find out right now. Just go up there and stand there and say something, you know. But it's true. Sometimes just the fact that you're up there and this is so unique and so different, people will just be drawn just by that fact alone. So, sure, let's close in prayer, and then we'll try to get that on the website, that PDF book that has the stories as well. Try to do it tonight. All right, Lord, thank you so much for bringing us here. We pray that this can give people the heart to do evangelism maybe that maybe wouldn't normally do it, or just give us another tool that can be developed where we can reach people. And because of, like we heard, the love that we have for people, that you put in our heart for people, give us a love for the lost, and this can be a tool to reach them, Lord. And we thank you for Pastor Dragon and Pastor Jean, who is here, and all of us who are listening. Bless the rest of our evening tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.